City Tourism Manager Alexandra Pierce says Juneau will see visitors return at full force this year. They're expecting roughly 1.67 million people to arrive between April and October.
We're looking at 30% more visitor volume, which is a massive jump. We've never seen an increase like this before. So I don't think any of us who are close to the industry really know whether it's going to just be completely crazy and really overloaded, or whether it'll be okay.
Cruise industry as a whole has moved towards larger ships and more packed schedules. That shift will bring more and more tourists to Southeast Alaska. Elizabeth Arnett works for the nonprofit Travel Juneau. She says a robust return of the cruise industry will be a relief for business owners. But bigger crowds could also mean new disturbances for residents.
It's so exciting to have a thriving tourism community again. But that's not necessarily the case with people who aren't involved in it and who are directly impacted.
The challenge for both city officials and tourism advocates will be finding a sustainable volume of tourists. But there's no certainty on where that number falls. And limiting the number of cruise visitors is hard for a community that relies heavily on the industry's economic benefits.
Where's the stopping point, and how do you even make a stopping point in the kind of economy that we live under? You know, if we start trying to put our foot down with the cruise industry, when do we step too hard and they just back away?
To get ahead on the ever-growing cruise industry, the City Assembly did pass a 5-ship daily limit earlier this winter. But that won't take effect until 2024. In the meantime, tour managers and downtown businesses will have to figure out new ways to manage crowds and entertain visitors.
We'll be tested this summer for sure, and we all pray that it comes out on the plus side, because if visitors stop having a good experience here, the ships will take notice.
And Pierce says that many of the most popular tourist attractions are already reaching capacity. Mendenhall Glacier, for instance, has struggled with overcrowding for years. Plans to upgrade visitor facilities at the glacier have been under development since 2019, but it will be several seasons before construction can actually begin. And some of the region's existing excursions don't have much more room for growth.
We're feeling like we're kind of busting at the seams on whale watching right now. It feels that way on helicopters. So the biggest thing we can do is shore excursion capacity.
The city hopes to use 2023 as a test run for larger visitor numbers, to understand where crowds have become too much to handle and where opportunities for new tourist attractions exist. Pierce says the city hopes to conduct a borough-wide study on the subject.
To look at the community and where we're already seeing pain points, and also to kind of give our local businesses, our local tour operators a sense of, you know, where and how they can grow in a way that is vetted through a public process.
The money for that study would come from marine passenger fees, which are collected from cruise visitors. But funding is dependent on the approval of the city's 2024 budget, which is currently under review. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.